Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
George Bernard Shaw once quipped, "If there is life on other planets, they must be using Earth for their insane asylum." Well, I have often disagreed with what Shaw said or wrote, suggesting that the world has gone mad finds me in perfect agreement. In 1963, a flick was released called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. It featured Spencer Tracy, Mickey Rooney, Buddy Hackett, and Ethel Merman. People laughed through the entire film, but no one is laughing at what is happening in our world today. Should you check a dictionary, you would find a number of synonyms for the word mad, including insane, more psychological, crazy, and berserk. And they all mean pretty much the same thing. If you question that our world has gone mad, how else account for the fact that pharmaceuticals keep drug prices so high that the poor cannot afford them? Or deal with the reality that there are now over 15 million children in the sub-Saharan in Africa who are orphans today? Often children raising children whose parents might yet be alive had HIV medication been priced low enough for them to acquire it. If you question that our world has gone mad, please explain how professional athletes who can hit a ball, throw a football, or dribble a soccer ball very, very well can knock down $100 million over a 5-year period of time by endorsing a particular brand of clothing or shoes. Compare the salaries of athletes and movie stars with those of teachers and healthcare workers, and then ask yourself if the world has not gone mad. Yes, I know that income disparity exists, but how much is enough? Ours, of course, is not the first generation whose values have been skewed, and that we are sharing the planet with mad individuals whose driveling insanity threatens humankind today. In the 20th century, the capacity of those gone mad to spread the plague of insanity grew in proportion to the way technology enabled them. Adolf Hitler, some way surviving attempts to derail him, sent 6 million Jews and 8 million Gentiles to their deaths in the concentration camps of Germany. Many would say that another kind of madness, perhaps unavoidable and even beneficent in the end, resulted in a nuclear chain reaction on December 1942, as Enrico Fermi and his colleagues at the University of Chicago unleashed the power of nuclear fission. What took place in a squash court under the football stadium on that day enabled scientists to produce Little Boy, the code name for the bomb that fell from the Enola Gay, a B-29 over the city of Hiroshima on August 6, 1945. Within minutes, 80,000 people died, and a final toll of those dead or injured was twice that many. A news reporter standing at Hiroshima began his broadcast at that location after the war with these words, "I am standing at the spot where the end of the world began." In his famous position speech at Fulton, Missouri, Winston Churchill, who had led Britain through the war, said, "The Dark Ages may return on the gleaming wings of science. Beware, I say, time may be short." You may agree that it's a mad, mad world, but the issue is simple. Can you keep your sanity in a mad, mad world? And if so, how do you do it? I've introduced the theme today, and on the guidelines programs that follow, I'll give you some thoughts as to how you can keep your sanity in a world gone mad. I'm sure you will agree that it seems to be a mad world today. But eventually God will say enough and send His Son to bring redemption. I'm Harold Sala. If you enjoy Guidelines, tell your friend about this series and invite them to listen. You can download it or print it out by going to our website, guidelines.org. In the meanwhile, let God be your refuge and strength.